As we begin our proceedings, we'll ask Richard Watts to talk to you about safety.
Yeah, just take just a minute here real quick. In the event we need to exit quickly for whatever reason, these doors, and then there's a stairwell right behind us downstairs that'll take us out very quickly, okay? Anybody has a need? Okay, thank you.
So good morning. My name is Bill Powell. I'm chairman of the board and director of Granite Construction Incorporated. Welcome to Granite's 2017 annual shareholders meeting, and I now call the meeting to order. Today's meeting will include a report of the secretary, address the four proposals on the ballot, and present the election results. Mr. James H. Roberts, our president and CEO, will then review the company's business and answer questions from shareholders and bona fide proxy holders. Mr. Richard Watts has been appointed secretary of the meeting to present the proposals to be voted on and record the minutes. Mr. Watts is senior vice president, general counsel, and secretary of the company. If any shareholders or proxy holders have not registered their presence, please go to the registration desk to do so at this time. The Inspector of Elections, Mr. Andrew M. Wilcox, representing Broadridge Financial Solutions, will determine the number of shares present at the meeting. Also present today are members of the Board of Directors of the company, Mr. Klaus Bjork, Mr. James Bradford, Mr. David Darnell, Mr. William Dorey, Dr. Patricia Galloway, Mr. David Kelsey, Ms. Celeste Maston, Mr. Michael McNally, Mr. James Roberts, and Mr. Gaddy Vasquez. Also present is Ms. Jamie Jones of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP, Granite's independent registered public accounting firm. I will now call upon Mr. Watts, secretary of the meeting, for his report. Mr. Watts.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A notice of meeting or a notice regarding the availability of proxy materials was mailed to shareholders beginning April 25th, 2017, and is available on Granite's website. The notices and a list of registered shareholders of the company at the close of business on April 12, 2017, which is the record date of this meeting, are available for examination by any shareholder present and by any proxy representing a shareholder. Only holders of common stock on the record date are entitled to vote at this meeting. I'm advised by the Inspector of Elections, Mr. Wilcox, that the holders of no less than 37 million shares, or almost 95% of the stock eligible to vote, are present at the meeting in person and by proxies filed at or before the meeting. Therefore, more than a majority of the outstanding common stock is present or represented here today, and a quorum is present. The meeting is authorized to transact business. It's now 10:35 a.m., June 8, 2017, and the polls are now open for our items of business. They will remain open until all items of business have been presented and discussed. If you've already voted by proxy, you do not need a ballot to vote at this meeting unless you wish to change your vote. If you do need a ballot, please raise your hand at this time. We will collect and tally the ballots after all the proposals have been presented by myself. At this time, I will turn to the business items in the agenda to be voted on today. The first order of business is the election of four directors who will hold office for the ensuing three-year term and until their successors are elected and qualified. We will also ratify one director's appointment as a director for a term expiring in 2019. The Nominating and Corporate Governance Committee, in accordance with its charter, has recommended to the Board of Directors, and the Board of Directors has nominated the following nominees to be directors of the company to to serve for the ensuing three-year term and until their successors are duly elected and qualified. Mr. David C. Darnell, Ms. Celeste B. Mastin, Mr. James H. Roberts, and Mr. Gaddy H. Vasquez. Also, Dr. Patricia D. Galloway was appointed to the Board of Directors effective February 8, 2017. The board requests that shareholders ratify her appointment as a director for a term expiring in 2019. Since there have been no further nominations, as provided for in Article 2, Section 7 of the bylaws, nominations are now closed. Ballots have been distributed to those of you who requested them. So please indicate your votes on the nominees for directors in the space opposite the name of the director or directors you wish to vote for. If you're voting as a proxy for a particular shareholder, please write in the shareholder's name and sign your name as a proxy. I will announce the results of the voting after all the ballots have been collected and tallied. The next item of business is to consider the proposal to approve, on an advisory basis, the compensation of the named executive officers. Information regarding the compensation of the named executive officers and the proposal is described on page 43 of our proxy statement. Please indicate your vote on the proposal to approve, on an advisory basis, the compensation of the Granite Construction Incorporated named executive officers as disclosed in our proxy statement. The next item of business is to consider the proposal to approve, also on an advisory basis, having a shareholder vote on the compensation of Granite Construction Incorporated's named executive officers. The vote would occur every 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years. The proposal is described on page 44 of our proxy statement. Please indicate your vote on an advisory basis as to whether the shareholder vote on the named executive officer's compensation should be held every year, every 2 years, or 3 years. Our next item of business is to ratify the appointment of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP as the company's independent registered public accounting firm for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2017. Please indicate your vote for ratification of the appointment of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP to audit the company for the 2017 fiscal year. For those of you who have completed ballots at this meeting, please sign them now and pass your ballots to the outside aisles for collections. And I ask that the Inspector of Elections now collect and tally the ballots. Okay, it's 10:39 on June 8th, and the polls are now closed for all items of business. Mr. Chairman, based on the preliminary results report, all proposals have received more than the required votes, including Mr. Darnell's, Ms. Mastin's, Mr. Roberts, and Mr. Vasquez's election as directors of the company. Also, Dr. Galloway has received more than the required votes to ratify her appointment as a director of the company. Mr. Chairman, that concludes the report of preliminary voting results. The final results will be available for all shareholders in a Form 8K, which will be filed with the SEC no later than June 13th, 2017. I will now turn the meeting back over to Chairman Powell.
My next task normally would be to conclude the meeting. But before I do so, I'd like to take a moment to say thank you to a couple of people. First of all, retiring from the board today is Bill Dorey, who's been with us for 49 years. At the board meeting this morning, we acknowledged what he's done in a resolution and have expressed our appreciation to Bill for his 49 years of service with the company. He will be very much missed on the board. We also passed a resolution to thank Michael Danino, who's here today, for his 40 years of service in the large project sector of our business. Mike has been instrumental in that business for his entire career, and thank you, Mike, for what you've contributed, and our heartfelt thanks to these two veterans of the company who have put us in the great position we're in today moving forward. So thank you, too. And with that, I will adjourn the meeting and ask Mr. Roberts to come forward to talk about the business of the company and to handle some Q&A.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Bill. And I would like to leave this slide up here for those of you that are here today. And if you're listening, we have a picture of Mr. Dorey on the screen here. I would like to echo the sentiments of both these amazing people. And in front of us, we have actually a list of our 9 core values. And as I put it, you could instill either one of these gentlemen's picture right in the middle of that. And they exemplify our core values. And that's why we are who we are today. Bill, thank you. As a leader, a mentor of mine for many, many years, we had a really nice going-away discussion with Bill last night. Just a wonderful human being and a tremendous leader for Granite. And Mike, an amazing leader, a person who has been through ups and downs and worked his tail end off of this company. He leaves us in a great position, and we wish you all the best in your retirement, Mike. Okay, I'm going to give you a little overview of the company very quickly, and I'm going to work off of 2016 information for you. To keep it at an annualized level. And as always, from a safe harbor standpoint, I will have be making forward-looking statements that are subject to certain risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ going forward. Very quickly, our commitment to core values. I mentioned that briefly around Mr. Dorey, Mr. Danino. You look at our 9 core values. This is what we live by in our company. And if you don't live and breathe our core values, you will not be a part of Granite. At the same time, as you can see on the screen here, 8 years in a row, we're one of the world's most ethical companies, is something we're very, very proud of, and we believe it is a differentiator in the industry for who we are. Same time, we have a sustainability plan that we follow very closely. We monitor it, we measure it, we have metrics, and we ask our shareholders to please read the information we provide to you because we hold ourselves accountable to the pillars of our sustainability plan. And lastly, it's a pretty nice place to be today when you're named as one of America's 100 most trustworthy companies by Forbes for the last 3 years. Certainly a very nice recognition as well. Wouldn't be fair to talk without safety. Mr. Watts opened the meeting by giving an overview of the exits of a building. This is the beginning of what we do at every meeting. We talk about safety. I put a slide up here relative to our OSHA incident rate. Currently today, we are down below 1.0 on a year-to-date basis. We have a target this year of getting ourselves down below that level, and we're very proud of the fact that we are a leader in the industry in creating a safer work environment for our workers. Let me real quickly touch on 2016 results. $2.5 billion company today, over $300 million in gross profit, earnings per share at $1.42 in 2016. On top of that, a very healthy company, $3.5 billion of backlog, a record amount of backlog in the company as of the end of 2016, moving along quite nicely into 2017, and as a balance sheet with an excess of $300 million of cash, a very, very healthy company. I want to close the discussion just by reiterating some core elements of our strategic plan. And as a strategic plan that has a 5-year run rate to it, the core strategy is the element that doesn't change, even though some of the external environments might. So when you look at our core strategy, it says it's about developing the entrepreneurial spirit of our people, allow them to be innovative, allow them to get out of their normal day-to-day run and think differently, and to execute at highly profitable market strategies, which means we have 20 different business units across the country, and we allow them to operate and live within their own markets and determine what the right strategy is for their own market. Leverage the people, resources, and core values of Granite. Obviously a large company that follows and lives by our core values, but leverage the tools you have to get your job done and certainly exceed stakeholder expectations at the end of the day. And I'll close out here in a second with the stakeholders that we strongly believe in. So what do? We focus on a very diverse area of capabilities today, everywhere from transportation, our main focus, all the way to tunneling, to pavement preservation, industrial power, water, wastewater. This is how we build and the things that we build in Granite. And we do it primarily to exceed and meet our stakeholder expectations. And those stakeholders are very simply our shareholders, a lot of them represented in this room today, our employees. Without employees, we can't reward our shareholders properly. And without clients and partners, we'll never be able to allow ourselves to run the long game of being successful. So when we look at our stakeholders, shareholders, employees, clients, and partners, they all come together to create value for ultimately Granite as a whole. So I'd be happy to take any questions that you may have. I know it was short. I know it was a little bit about our financials, a little bit about our strategy. Myself, Mr. Powell, if you have any questions, we'd be happy to take them. No questions. Quiet audience. You have all the answers, right? That's why. Okay, very good. Well, again, thank you for coming today. It's a pleasure to have the participants here today in Dallas. And we wish you safe travels home and have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful year. All right.
20 minutes. Well done.
Yeah. You're not used to what?
Shareholder meetings. Oh,